This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Get your warm up going, other than a little cough. It kind of gets you coughing a little bit. Can I just sing in your face?
I can't find my notes.
There Gotta get them.
There they are. Okay.
Do you mind? Is it romantic if I just sing in your face?
Cause I'm saving all my love for you.
We just watched a video of Rudy singing that on Insta.
Friends, for all of those who, like us, feel disappointed and dismayed at the fact that we did never get to see Matt and Rudy's version of Saving All My Love for You, go to Rudy's Instagram. It's just Rudy.
It's just Rudy. Okay. And check it out. Yeah. And Rudy, DM us. Slide into our DMs with some songs. Oh, is that it?
It's okay. Just Rudy.
It's just Rudy. Yeah. Okay. As I said earlier, pretty good.
We missed it.
Yeah, no, we were
Poor
very...
Rudy. She was robbed.
Yeah, so to get ahead of ourselves a little bit, Matt and Rudy, they don't make it to the finals. We'll get to that. I have some things to say about that.
Imagine, if you will...
I'm imagining already. I'm ready to imagine.
Imagine being Rudy and having to watch this fucking finale with goddamn Trevor walking around on stage, not even singing.
Yeah.
Like, did he sing
he
on the
sang
last song?
A little bit. But
the last song? I don't think he did.
The
first song, he sang some. The second song, I don't believe he sang a
note. He sang some notes. But honestly, he was carried by Jamie as well as their house band,
which is
the
like
Final Roses.
Fucking like asking me to carry somebody. Like, Jamie's not going to carry you. Jamie sucks too.
She's okay, but she's no
she's
Rudy.
Up,
she's no
she
Brie.
She stepped it up
yeah.
last night. She's no Rudy. She's no Brie. I'll even go so far as to say that she is no Matt, sir.
Oh, snap. That's really putting her down in the hierarchy. Yeah, the fact that Jamie and Trevor, by some chance of fate, made it into the top two.
I feel like that ruined... No, you know what? I would not have cared if they were in the top, if they were in the finale, because I feel like you always have to have one sucky pair where you're like, oh, these fucking idiots think they're still here for a reason.
Do you have to have a sucky pair,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I think
you could
do.
Have had good
for
musicians.
For every Kelly Clarkson, you have to have your Justin.
Your Justin, okay. It's a rule, an ironclad
and
rule of
have,
showbiz.
Well, it is, because you like trick the viewer into being like, gosh, who could it be?
Yeah.
And then Kelly Clarkson wins, and everyone in America is like, of course. It was never going to be
I see. So it makes it uncontroversial. It makes the winning uncontroversial to have a shitty person.
No, I just think that there's some element of drama to having someone there who everyone in America agrees should not be there.
Oh, because like, will they unjustly win? Like, if
they
unjustly win, I'm going to be so mad. And then when they get smited by the superior talent.
Well, that's exactly what happened last night. Because when we were watching Brie and Chris have like, I even have in my notes that it seemed like it was being constructed by the producers.
The little like fall apart.
The Brie and Chris drama.
Yes.
And I thought, they're gonna go out there and kick ass but there's a little bit in the back of my head where I was like, but are they?
A little bit of suspense.
Because the producers scare you. They're like, well, I don't know. Jamie and Trevor boned all night.
And now they're sharing a donut.
And Brie and Chris haven't had sex at all. And that's clearly going to translate into them not being able to sing. You know?
Right. Jewel is going to know that they haven't fucked yet. And she's going to give them negative points for that. Yeah, I loved the way this was edited, because you're right. I felt like that drama was totally artificial. We're jumping all over the place here, viewer, listener. But it made it seem like Chris and Brie were like freaking out in rehearsal. Meanwhile, the editing seemed to suggest that Jamie and Trevor had no rehearsal at all and just ate French toast and boned.
They hit some some high notes.
Oh, they did. They practiced. Yeah.
Well, but I think that if Rudy and Matt had stayed, it would have played out not totally differently, but they would have been able to juxtapose Rudy and Matt versus Bree and Chris in a way that felt more organic sure. and made more sense.
Right.
With fucking Jamie and Trevor, it's like, well, how do we do this? Like, we have to spin this somehow.
Sure. Well, and also the rehearsal footage would have just been Jamie saying, okay, now Trevor, sing less. What if you sing less?
Talk less. Smile more. I mean, essentially that does yeah. seem to be what they told Trevor yeah. to do.
That producer who looked like E from Entourage told him to sing less.
Okay, well, that was my observation, not yours.
Oh, no, I know. I thought we were both playing on that. I was going to mention him right there.
Were we, though?
Yeah.
Were we, or was it something that I said to you? And then you laughed a whole lot.
And then I stole it. And I stepped on your joke. At least I didn't point at your nose real drastically. Christ, now it's going to be this. All right. Well, do we want to approach this in a linear fashion?
I guess. I feel like, I mean, man, maybe it was the Rona. I feel like I started this show just so enamored.
Yeah. No, it really petered out at the end. Yeah. Like this, I mean, we fast forwarded through a good deal of this. I mean, we fast forwarded through like 5 minutes of Rudy crying. We fast forwarded through a huge flashback of their relationships. We fast forwarded through Tennessee whiskey as Rudy was driving away.
I also think, like, I don't know, maybe one of the problems, well, we've already talked about this, but there wasn't enough drama, right? To like carry the traditional show that we expect from these Bachelor spinoffs. So like Winter Games, Bachelor Pad, Bachelor in Paradise. Right. Like, none of that shit went down, other than a little bit of partner swapping.
Right, and Julia and Natasha having a little bit of a fight.
Yeah, and I think essentially all of the people in this show seem decent.
Yeah, especially when you got down to those last six, they yeah, really like seemed to care about each other. They couldn't
even manufacture drama yeah. about them.
Yeah.
And also, like, they seem decently talented, but also not so talented that I would, like, Tay Diggs, I hate to disagree with you, but I would not pay to see these people perform.
Right. I thought that they were good. I mean, Matt and Rudy and Chris and Bree are all very talented. I'm not convinced that they're more talented than, you know, 1,000 other singers at this level out there in America.
I'll say this. I appreciate them keeping it to 6 episodes.
Yes.
And I think it's good to dip your toe into new waters.
Sure. Harrison's not letting things get rusty.
No, he's
Harrison's
not.
Harrison's not resting on his laurels.
Every time you think that he might be getting comfortable, he's willing to step out a little bit.
He's a risk taker. He's a maverick. No, I mean, I liked it. And I think that there's potential for something like this. As we saw in this season, you know, Harrison referred to this as season 1. But first of all, like, when are we going to get a live concert again?
Good God, please don't give us another season of this.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they're not doing the senior citizen show.
It'll be like Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah, every 4 years.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I could do, yeah. Or like, just, what about this? Bachelor's Got Talent.
Ooh.
It's like a talent
competition. So it could be a variety hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of different talents. Some stand-ups, some contortionist acts. Well, someone spins high above the crowd while that Evanescence song plays. They spin on fabric.
Like that circus that we yes. once saw. The Vivado. What is it?
I don't remember.
Mondoros. I feel like it started with a V.
Sure, yeah. It's got to start with a V for legal reasons.
Vicaros.
I think. Yeah. Vamanos.
Circus.
I don't remember. Yeah. With that guy who looked like a knockoff Rob Lowe. That you were real into.
That he was ringmaster on your was list. OML.
Yes.
Here's the other thing that kind of did me in this season. I was not attracted to any of these people.
Really?
Not Jamie, not Trevor.
Okay.
I feel like Bree and Chris, I support them as a couple. I think that they fit well together. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really glad that they won, especially over Jamie and Trevor. Now, yeah. I would have been rooting for Matt and Rudy.
Right.
You got to root for Rudy when you get the chance. But no, I don't know. I feel like,
There was no Alex, the Russian, or Tyler C., someone who really just stood out for you.
There
or
was
Peter.
Certainly no Dean.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
Well, you mentioned there was no drama. Let's talk about the big drama of this episode, which was Matt and Rudy breaking up, which I felt was stupid.
Okay.
And the reason why, it's the same thing we've talked about with the show. So the show starts,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, we gotta.
Well, are we? I thought we had thrown the linear structure to the wind here.
No, you always think that in these last episodes, and you always say something to that extent, and then you go in, and like 5 minutes in, you go back to the linear. Don't look at me like that.
All right, it's not a free for all.
We didn't do shout outs.
No, I've got them all listed here, ready to go. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. I mean, the structure's all over the board. The listener's lost and confused. But let's give our shout outs while we're here. So,
in fact, I wanted to look up some of these reviews because I had
some rebuttals.
I had some things to say.
Okay, well, let's get into that then. There's no time like now to get into these reviews. So I wrote them all down. We got Kimmy Boo Cash Money saying that she loved the banter between the two of us.
Quote, it makes me feel better about my marriage.
I highlighted that quote as well because I assume we're getting at the same thing here. I'm not sure whether this is praise or not. Like, does this mean like, oh, my husband and I have a similar banter? Or does it mean like, thank God my marriage isn't like this one.
I feel
one.
Like it's like where I watch Brittany and Jax and I'm just like, man, whatever I do, at least I'm not Brittany. At least I'm not married to Jax. Putting sunglasses on a dog and saying, you're a cool dude. You're a cool dude,
I just don't get it.
Yep. Never marry someone who doesn't watch Vanderpump Rules.
Never. Okay, we got Mary, who updated her review.
La Mer.
She called it and said that Rudy and Matt would purposely bow out. So she's a bit of a bachelor prophet.
A little bit of a soothsayer.
Yeah, tell us the future. How long will these lockdowns last, Mary? Give us some useful information. All right, L&C said thanks for all the laughs, and she particularly noted that previously we had shouted out Cash, who's the C to the LNC, on his birthday. You know what, Cash? We're just going to shout you out today for no good reason at all. So it's what? It's May 20th?
He's Irish, though, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. He's their Irish.
Yeah.
Top of the morning. We're going to give him an Irish.
If you're looking for an Irish listener to shout out, my fiance Cash is about as Irish as it gets. Well, first of all, that's me, so I bleed green.
You have that really good Irish knock-knock joke.
Oh,
that you wrote.
I came up with.
Yeah.
Original joke.
Yeah, okay, you want to do it right now?
Yeah, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Oh, wait, how does it go? I came up with this in graduate school.
Yeah, no, you know how it goes.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Irish.
Irish who?
I wish I could quit you.
That's it. Boom.
Are you mouthing it out?
No.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. But that's okay because that's it's a good segue into something else that we have to mention.
What's that?
Because you were mouthing the punchline. You were. I think you didn't even realize it. Much like that character in Waiting for Guffman.
Who is it?
It's the woman who's in... what's her name? And she's in Schitt's Creek. And
Catherine O'Hara. Yeah.
So when she's like rehearsing with her scene partner, she's mouthing his.
Oh, so I'm the Catherine O'Hara in this situation.
Yes, but it comes full circle because who starred in a lot of those movies?
Fred Willard. Yeah, R.I.P. Fred Willard. We made a lot of jokes.
At your expense.
About Fred Willard being dead, but now that he's actually dead, we're sad.
Very sad.
Yes.
Please
so
don't haunt us.
I actually wouldn't mind.
To be haunted by Fred
Willard? Yeah. I think that's okay, right? Don't you think he'd be kind of a delight?
If you just have to be haunted by
If
someone?
You have to be haunted by somebody.
Rather be haunted by, like, Heath Ledger than Fred
Willard.
I don't
know.
If you're a ghost, do you get to haunt in whatever state you died? Like, is Heath Ledger still hot?
Yeah, his you knew. Would
come back as like,
yeah,
essentially
you
himself.
Yeah. You haunt in the state in which you died.
Fred
because
is like, well, this isn't much different.
Am I dead? I died 10 years ago. Oh, we said we weren't going to make jokes about him.
I feel like Fred Willard would want us to make jokes.
That's right. He really approves it. He's standing behind us right now in a spectral form approving this. I didn't realize you were such a Heath Ledger person.
No, well, I'm not. I was just trying to think of hot ghosts.
Sure. Well, and you
Paul
like...
Paul Walker, Heath yeah. Ledger.
Well, I mean, you also
River
just like
Phoenix.
Dead guys. Right?
I've got my ghost list.
It's a separate list. Okay, who's on the ghost list?
Patrick Swayze, but from the movie Ghost.
From the movie
not
Ghost,
actual
yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
What about Forrest Whitaker from Ghost Dog? Is that okay?
Bill Cosby.
No.
You got to put the ghost penis.
No. I'm a ghost dad.
Bill Cosby is still alive.
Yes.
Okay, just
yeah.
confirming.
Just checking.
Just
yeah.
making sure.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein.
No. Well, he could tell us whether he killed himself
top
or not.
Top five hot ghosts.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger, Paul Williams.
Paul Williams?
Paul.
Okay.
Paul Walker.
Okay, Paul Walker. Yeah.
I already said one. Who did I just say?
You said Patrick Swayze
Patrick
from
Swayze.
Ghost.
Gosh, I feel like I would need to watch some of those In Memoriam
right,
videos.
Recent In Memoriams.
Luke Perry would probably
yeah.
be number one.
Yeah.
The guy from Ladybugs, who was also on Sequest.
Jonathan Brandis. Yes. I didn't know you were such a Jonathan Brandis fan. And for a split second, I thought it was going to be Rodney Dangerfield. I don't get no respect even as a ghost.
Even
nobody will pay
ghost.
Attention to me.
Please, take my wife. She's dead. I can't get away from her.
She haunts me.
Yeah, that's
a good list.
I like Jonathan Brandt. I loved the movie Ladybugs.
I saw that in theaters with
so
my
did
cousins.
I. So did like every single kid growing up in 1992.
Was it popular in theaters?
Are you kidding me?
What was the Ladybugs? Box office of Ladybugs? I think it just seemed popular because we saw it.
Well... I feel like your parents would have something to say about that cross-dressing.
I know, yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, for my mom not letting me go see Mr. Baseball
also,
with the youth group.
Ladybugs was a girl movie.
No, there's no girl movies in
Ryan,
boy movies.
Ryan, you shouldn't be reading The Red Tent.
It's a girl's movie, Ryan.
Ladybugs was a girl's movie.
No, anyone can enjoy it. Are you going to tell our son that some things are girls' movies and some things are boys' movies?
Hundo P.
Yeah, I've heard you say the opposite.
I'm not going to do that.
All right. I'm just saying, if I wanted to see...
Was that Katherine Heigl?
Maybe. I mean, she was in My Father the Hero. Just go ahead and Google Ladybug. Well, I'm just trying to think that was around the same time.
Don't look. What year do you think that movie came out?
91.
I already said 92.
Okay.
Ladybug.
Here
National
we go.
Junior.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have to Google more than just Ladybugs. It's going to be pretty far down the list.
1992.
Boom. She
told
did
you
it.
It was a girl movie.
What? How does that prove that it's a girl?
You don't even know what year it came
Only
out.
Only girl movies came out in 1992.
Only true Ladybugs fans. No.
All right. Cast.
Vanessa Shaw.
Huh, I wonder who that is.
But she spells her name V-I-N-E-S-S-A.
Oh, and she went on to win The Bachelor with Nick Viall.
Oh, she was in Hocus Pocus. That's right.
Oh,
that's
okay. It's
that.
All coming together. Oh. The ghost of Fred Willard. He's here.
I told you not to make fun of him.
All right, now show me the box office of Ladybugs, the film.
I just want to say that knock knock joke was inspired by going to see
Brokeback Mountain
upon which I got broken up with.
Oh.
But I had to still find humor in life.
Right, you had to keep going.
I knew that Fred Willard would want me to. What do you want? What?
Go down to like reception, maybe. It's going to tell us how much this film made.
Reception. Ladybugs was panned by
13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's based on 16 reviews.
Oh, yeah. So like one person liked it, basically. Let's see. Ladybugs. Movie gross. This podcast has really just turned into 14 million at the box office.
What about this? Vincent Canby of the New York Times, ever heard of it?
Liberal rag.
Wrote, even when the material is feeble, as it is here, Mr. Dangerfield can sometimes be funny.
A glowing review.
Now that's
if I've ever heard one. If you take out Mr. Dangerfield and put my name in there, I feel like sometimes that would be a fitting review of my work.
I feel like that's a review that you've gotten in your student instructor evaluation.
Probably, yeah. Even when the material is feeble.
Shout out given to Cash.
Yeah, long way around.
Also, cool name.
Yeah, super cool
Welcome
name.
Welcome to my list, Cash.
Do you know Tango Cash?
Are you Cash, the same Cash that's married to Jessica Alba?
His name is Cash. I didn't realize. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got one more review from MJ Harvey saying that our harmonies are good, but she's not buying our relationship. Thanks, Kesha. Really appreciate that critique.
She also said that Sarah hogs all the shout-outs. Correct.
Fuck yeah.
That's correct.
That's right. Ryan, in fact, let's not even mention her name. We've mentioned her name once too many times.
You're going to pay for that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sarah.
All right.
You deserve every shout-out.
Town?
Yeah. Hermitage, Tennessee.
Oh, boy. Are we wrong in thinking that it's pronounced Hermitage?
I do not believe we are incorrect on that. But I'm not one to argue with Trevor. I think Trevor knows what he's talking about. Okay.
You know how some people just like the name they have absolutely fits them?
Yes.
I feel like that's Trevor.
Oh, God. He's such a Trevor.
Such a Trevor.
Yeah, he's do you feel like I'm such a Ryan?
No. Actually, no.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you're not a Ryan.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Ryan is one of those names where it can mean a lot of things.
Right.
Like, I don't know. And now I'm going to offend some of our listeners.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to name names. How about that?
We have to name names for this name thing.
We have, well, for instance,
uh-huh.
Apologies, Veronica. But I feel like Veronica's always going to be a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah. And right? But usually attractive.
Well, but like in a cheesy way.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to think if I have legit known a Veronica in
my
life.
No, I haven't either, actually. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, so maybe no one is named that.
Veronica
Maybe
Mars.
It's a mythical name. Well, that's a fictional character. No, I feel like Orion has taken on a little bit more of a like hot douchebag connotation recently.
I feel like you are flattering yourself.
No, but I'm saying I don't fit, certainly not the hot part.
I don't think anybody thinks of Ryan as a hot douchebag. What are you talking about?
Well, I feel like there have been so many attractive celebrity Ryans.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling, who are both super nice.
Yeah, but there's also like, remember that tweet that our friend sent us? It was like 15 tweets about guys named Ryan.
Kind of.
Okay, whatever. Anyways. So I'm not that much of a Ryan, but Trevor is absolutely a Trevor.
And Chris Harrison is the one and only Chris Harrison.
The one and only Chris Handsome.
We bring it back around?
Yeah.
All right, Chris Harrison tells them that each couple will perform two songs together. And before that, they're going to go on the final date. And the date is important because they're going to get a fantasy suite card at the end of each date. To which I say, Matt and Rudy have already been to Nipton.
That's right. They don't need the fantasy suite card. Well, and neither really do Jamie and Trevor.
That's
because...
You just did.
Because the fantasy suite is basically just upstairs from their date.
Yeah. Did Brie and Chris go anywhere?
They had like a more romantic dinner
that like Jamie and Chris just had like a like cheese tray set out in a hotel room, and then they like went upstairs in the same hotel room to the fantasy suite.
I'll say if Chris Harrison is taking notes on, I don't know, what they might do better in season two, uh-huh. in 4 years, yeah. as I assume he is. One of the problems that I had with this show is like it is difficult to differentiate what's a date, what's rehearsal,
yep.
who's going on dates, why are we just going on dates like in the hotel that we're staying
yeah.
at slash behind the mansion. yeah.
These were the lamest, most low budget dates that they have
Which
conjured.
Is fine, but I almost feel like at least just acknowledge that.
Right. Like, or fake it. Like, we've planned more intimate, less extravagant dates for this, you know, like
yeah.
to bring you, like, come up with a fake reason why you're skipping
and
cutting corners.
I feel like it actually, like, it started more, feeling more just like regular Bachelor. Like, they're like, it wasn't Rudy. It was Madden that, like, cute Asian girl get to go see the plain white tees
right,
in a
sure.
backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably just like blew their whole date budget on that one date.
Well, the plain white tees recording contract is insane. Only brown M&Ms, the kinds of things you have to supply them backstage. They're
and,
such divas.
I mean, who knows what they had to pay Pat Monahan to be there.
Millions.
I heard a rumor that he does not get out of bed for less than $10,000 a day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be chump change to Pat Monahan. That's what his super group is making in 5 minutes on Spotify.
Super group. All right. So they got to go on a final date. Trevor says that they are at the Hermitage
Hotel. They're in Nashville now.
Which I was glad to see. We knew that I was confused. I thought that the Hermitage was like a kind of Monticello, you know, type.
Right, yeah.
And it is.
It is. It's Andrew
Jackson's.
It's Andrew Jackson's.
Much in the way that Thomas Jefferson would go to Monticello and like get high and
whatever the hell you do in Monticello.
Be super cool. Talk about how lame Americans are. You guys don't even know how cool the French are.
Meeting some French ladies there at Monticello.
Guys, the women in France are crazy.
They're so nuts.
Andrew Jackson would do that at the Hermitage, except he would just be super racist.
Yeah.
That was just his racist stomping grounds.
What are they? Jefferson was really all that much better. Well, I liked how when they got into the Hermitage, they all dogpiled onto the bed in a big love fest.
And Trevor says, I feel like I'm in the White House. Kennedy, Wilson, and Nixon had all stayed in their exact suite.
Oh, okay.
That was why.
Well, I thought he was just being an idiot, being a real Trevor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, they tried to get Trevor to stay at the White House, where Kennedy had slept with that teenager. Did you know this?
No. What happened? Boy, we're getting all kinds of presidential dirt on
yeah,
this episode.
So, first of all, did you know that the White House has a pool?
No, I didn't know that either.
Like, has one, still has one.
Can you imagine Trump swimming in that? In a swimsuit?
No, we're going to get some hate reviews.
That's fine. And we're going to get hate reviews because I made people imagine
fucking
that.
Nancy Pelosi over here.
Fat shaming Trump. Okay, I was just putting a poor mental picture in everyone's mind. Continue with
there
the pool.
There is a pool. Trump might be swimming in it right now.
Right now as we speak, yeah.
I heard chlorine kills the
water. Just drink all the water.
And...
Yeah, do yours.
No.
Yeah.
There was an indoor swimming pool that has since been like, it's turned into like, it's right above the one of the press rooms or below one of the
okay,
press
rooms.
Okay, I was
going to say it's like on the third floor.
No. It's like down
okay.
in the basement. And it was an indoor swimming pool. And Kennedy fucked a teenager in that pool.
That's unfortunate.
A virgin.
Where was this reported on? I mean, I trust you. I just hadn't heard about
she,
it.
After Jackie died, this woman published like a tell-all.
Oh.
And then I was listening to Dax Shepard's podcast, and he brought it up. So I did some deep digging.
All right, a little deep dive. Yeah, I had
Not
no
to be
idea.
Confused with Kennedy doing some deep digging.
They're both DD.
but different demon.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I knew he was a real horn dog, but I didn't know that particular detail.
Yes.
Can you do a Kennedy voice?
And that pool is supposed to be haunted.
Well, sure. By Kennedy and that girl. Well, why don't you come on into the pool? It's very... Now I lost it. It's turned into Jerry Lewis. Hey, ladies! I had it for like 2 seconds.
You did. You did have a good Kennedy.
I had it for a second. Yeah. All right. Well, let's continue on with the Hermitage.
Before we can get to the performances, they all have to come to terms with where they are as couples.
Oh, they'll come to terms, all right.
Harrison doesn't want anybody stepping on that stage that isn't madly in love.
Truly, madly, deeply. Well, this is my whole complaint about this whole situation. I mean, we've already done this, but Matt and Rudy did not need to break up or leave because they weren't madly in love, because that's a stupid requirement for people.
Hashtag justice for Mutie.
That's better than Rat. It's not great, but Mutie is better than Rat.
It's just stupid. And also, I got super excited at the end of the episode. I know now we are going non-linear, but I got really excited when we are like, their performances are done. Both of the remaining couples are done performing. There's like 15 minutes left. And I said to you, oh my God, they're going to bring Matt and Rudy out so that we can hear this fucking bomb ass Whitney Houston performance that we were supposed to hear. And we just have to listen to Rita Wilson
talk about making musical love on the stage.
Yeah, probably giving everybody the corona.
That whole crowd got coronavirus. Thanks, Rita Wilson. I mean, honestly, though, when was this filmed? God, they might have.
Do you think Tom Hanks is embarrassed that he's married to someone who went on Bachelor Listen to Your Heart?
I was thinking about that, like that the Bachelor franchise now has one degree of separation from Tom Hanks. No, I don't think he's embarrassed at all, though.
I think he is embarrassed, but I also feel like his son is, like, terrible.
Is his son Colin?
No, the other one.
Oh, I didn't know he had another one.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, five.
I've only seen the public-facing one.
He has kids from a previous marriage. Oh, okay. And they have, like, three kids together. He's all tattooed, and he, like, does a bunch of embarrassing Instagram videos.
Oh, no. No, I haven't seen this guy at all.
Which I just kind of feel like is, like, comforting to me as a parent. That
sure.
You could be Tom fucking Hanks. And right. Then, like...
And still fuck up.
Your kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. If that's how one of Tom Hanks's kids ends up, what hope is there for us, really?
Zero.
Yeah, zero hope.
Zero.
Though, honestly, I'm sure he's a great dad. He's probably not around a ton.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You need to watch yourself. I feel like our listeners will take a lot, but...
Even as veiled critique of Tom Hanks?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. All right. Well, to get back to your original question, I don't think Hanks is embarrassed. I think Hanks is a fun-loving guy who, like... And honestly, like... I mean, what? They paid Rita Wilson some money. This was an afternoon for her. I feel like they barely thought about it. You know, like I feel like all these people barely thought about this.
Mm.
You know, other than like the Bachelor royalty, who this is their first time on TV in months. You know, like this is Jewel's afternoon. You know, and then like she goes and does something else.
Okay, well, Jewel is lucky that she just got to be there.
I think Jewel's okay.
Oh, God.
I mean, I think Jewel is doing fine for herself.
Well, she hasn't released another book of poetry in like 30 years. A Knight Without Armor. Fuck you, Jewel. Go fuck yourself.
How are her poems? I'm going to guess terrible. That withering look you're giving me is all the review I need. I read that even when the material is feeble, Jewel can sometimes be entertaining.
Let's just continue.
Yeah, okay.
Matt and Rudy leave.
Yeah, after many tears and much angst.
Matt is not on the same page with Rudy. They're just stressed out, and Matt tells her, after hearing all that stuff from Chris Harrison and seeing where everyone else is at, it's hard for me to say that we can go up there and be at the same level. Which is true. I mean, Rudy knows it. Matt knows it.
Sure, it's true, but it's also bullshit.
Vegetable lasagna knows it. It might be bullshit, but them's the rules of the game.
Yeah.
It sucks that Katniss is supposed to kill everybody in the Hunger Games.
This is basically the Hunger Games.
Well, that's the rule. Like, what do you... I mean, I feel like Harrison has created an impossible... standard.
Not impossible. Chris and Bree just sail right through it. But I just think it's sad that two people who seem to connect musically and seem to like each other fine. Like, I'm not even convinced that Rudy is like head over heels with Matt. I feel like the situation creates artificial feelings, like an artificial pressure for him and maybe inflated feelings on her side.
I do kind of wonder about that though. Like, if you put me in one of these situations, I feel like within, Jesus, you spit a bunch of water on your laptop.
I spilled it out of my, oh, the podcast is going to short circuit.
It would take me 10 minutes to be like, I'm in love with Matt. I think Trevor is super handsome. I could see myself with him.
Right.
Dean can take me to the boom boom room, or what do they call it on?
Well, the boom boom room, but really he can take you to his van.
What's the, the palapa?
You and Dean would hit up the palapa if you go for a mustache ride in a heartbeat.
So, I mean, my point is, I can't decide if Matt is, like, actually a really, really good guy who's somehow impervious to, like, Bachelor Universe, where all these people come in and are just like, these are really strange, like, circumstances. Mm-hmm. And fall in love.
Let's
immediately
fall in love. Yeah.
And Matt is like, oh, I don't know. Like, I actually don't think I'm in love with Rudy after 2 weeks of singing together.
Yeah, but I don't think he's impervious. I think that the opposite thing happened where he's like, oh my God, we're not ready to get married. We better break up.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that 90%, and maybe this is, I don't know, a debate to have. I believe that most people would just be like, fuck yeah, let's get engaged. Like, I think I would do that.
Oh, sure. I can totally see. Well, and you always see this when they go to the hometown dates on regular Bachelor.
Because the regular family members are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what is happening? Yeah, you see it every time where they're just like, this is insane. Yes. But trapped in this little bubble, the Bachelor people are like, no, we're totally in love. We're definitely going to get married. This is going to work for us.
And I think Matt is this, like, weird, it's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And they're all, like, just kind of going along. And
but, you know, Harrison was looking for the one person who could, he's like Willy Wonka. He's looking for the one person who can't be seduced. Maybe Matt was the real winner all along.
I don't think he was, though. I don't think we'll ever see Matt again. I don't think that he's going to be heir to any Bachelor throne.
He's certainly no Bachelor royalty like Caitlin and Jason. Okay.
What do you do if you're falling in love?
On TV, incredibly fast.
The mother and the father.
They don't like the look of it. Oh goodness. Yeah, okay. So anyways, so also I wanted to note that before Matt and Rudy break up, Rudy is like thinking on her bed alone, using her leather jacket as a blanket.
And then at a certain point, she just buries herself in a whole like pile of pillows.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, Rudy. Yeah, I like Rudy. I think we'll see Rudy again. If there's ever paradise again, I feel like Rudy might end up there.
I hope so.
Yeah, I enjoyed her.
So they break up and Matt goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they both go home. They go and they kind of come to a decision. And there's a lot of sobbing from Rudy. Mm-hmm. And then they go in to tell the other couples. And Jamie has her own little meltdown. She screams, no, no, no,
no.
And Matt says, leaving, quote, just feels like the right thing to do. You're a strong man, Matt.
You're so strong.
You know what, Matt? You've made my list.
Oh, really? Even with that haircut?
I feel like there's something very alluring about a man who's willing to stand up for his scruples.
Were you saying that the scruples is the haircut? There's something willing, no. A man who's willing to have that haircut because he believes in it.
The haircut is bad, but I can overlook it for such a strong man.
I'm going to make the case that this actually, the haircut is point in his favor because only a really confident man could walk around with such a haircut.
It's true.
Only a man who really believed in himself and knew who he was.
I still think that Matt looked like, what's his face from Friends?
Oh, the Eddie?
The roommate. Yeah.
Fair enough. And now Eddie's on your list too, by proxy, no, by the transitive property.
No. What's that actor's name?
I don't know.
I feel like whatever happened to that guy?
I think he was Eddie from Friends.
No.
Oh,
no?
He had a whole career?
Yeah, Jonathan
Brandis.
Silverman. Was that who that was?
I don't know. You're going to have to look this up. Hold on. We're Googling.
Googling. Adam Goldberg. Right.
What else was he? Jonathan Silverman. Yeah. A.K.A. Adam Goldberg. What else was he in?
Oh, look. Here's somebody saying that the goose looks like him.
Oh, yeah. I see it. The goose does look like him.
I feel like if the goose and Matt had a baby,
oh, there it is. It's Eddie from Friends. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, moving forward.
Okay, so.
So Jamie and Trevor go on their date?
Yeah, they go on their date to a hotel room.
Trevor says, the minute I met you, I knew I didn't want to waste my time getting to know anybody else. And Jamie says, well, I had Ryan.
Yeah, I was going to say, this was total bull. And it's like, we remember this was like six weeks ago.
To be fair, Trevor is correct. Like, I feel like Trevor zeroed in on Jamie.
Yeah, but Jamie was waffling around a little bit. Which is fine. That's the nature of the show. That's fine.
She's 21.
I think it would have been cool if she was like, you know, I looked around and in the end, I'm so happy that like I chose you, you know, like I feel like there's a way to work that in. They could, you know, I'm just really good at expressing feelings like that and saying the right thing in a romantic moment.
Yeah, I've always.
Yeah. That's that. Just the way that I am. Yeah.
I love you.
Silence.
Oh, thanks for bringing me this beer. I love it. Hey, shout out to any of our listeners that we made uncomfortable with that discussion last week.
AKA all of you. Please. Katie didn't care for
this
it one
This is real
bit.
Life.
That's right. This is that banter that listener was mentioning.
What? This is like when I play tennis with somebody and they're having a bad day. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to take it down a notch and not kick your ass so that you can have a better day. We make ourselves look foolish.
Right. So that Kimmy Boo Cash Money can feel good about her marriage.
Shout out to you, Cash.
Top of the morning to you, Cash. They're always after Cash's lucky charms. Okay.
Sorry, Cash.
Yeah, Cash is not going to request shout outs in the future. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, they were talking about. Jamie was like, I've given a lot of love to people who didn't love me back. And Trevor's like, I've gone through a lot of my stuff in my life, too, Jamie.
Yeah, he's like, I've also hurt. I have hurt. Trevor says, I have you, and I feel like I've already won. You're the prize.
That's a good line, Trevor. Good line.
Please.
Well, and I mean, fortunately that he feels that way because he ain't going to fucking win this contest. So it's good that Jamie is the prize.
They bone.
They bone, yeah.
They are taking it. They got a one-way ticket to Pound Town.
Choo-choo! On the train to Pound Town.
They have booked a flight to Boneville.
Population them. And then the next day when it shows them, they are all about the hotel robes, which I feel you. I'm all about the hotel robe too, Trevor.
Oh my God, Ryan loves a hotel robe.
Oh, I love a hotel robe. Yeah, it's the minute I get to the hotel room, I'm putting it on and I'm not taking it off till we leave.
Yeah,
it's great. True. Yeah, so I get you, Trevor. I probably would have put a shirt on underneath before the camera crew. Yeah, but she had like...
No, you wouldn't have. No.
I'm just kind of shy about my chest.
I know. Remember when we got into that fight in the park because I had wanted you to take your shirt off because I thought it would be funny?
I do remember that fight,
and
yes.
And it turned into a big fight.
A huge fight. Yeah, let's relive that fight. Here we go. Katie, you're going to want to fast forward about 15 minutes.
I just want you to dance for me when I say dance.
I just think your body is funny, and then we should make people laugh at it.
That is not what it was.
That is the subtext.
No, that was not the subtext.
Maybe that was just the text then.
Yeah, it wasn't subtext.
Yeah, that wasn't really buried underneath something else.
All right, while we're getting this very intimate scene of what Trevor and Jamie have been doing, we're shooting back and forth to Chris and Bree.
Right.
Who have made the decision to not partake in the fantasy suite.
Okay, so let's deal with this real quick. So Bree tells Chris that she doesn't want to rush the intimacy, that it's serious. It doesn't seem like a Madison thing or anything. She just doesn't want to rush into it. And Chris says that he feels the same way. Do you think that he legit felt the same way, or he was like, that's cool?
That's like a whole dollar.
Yeah, a dollar and a half.
Just to be sure, yeah. I think that I believe Chris when he says what's gotten in the way of relationships in the past has been accelerating too much on the physical front, not being solid on an emotional and friendship front. Uh-huh. I feel like that, it didn't read like an excuse to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So no, I think that he seems to be on board with her. Here is what is, I don't know. I've been reading Jessica Simpson's memoir.
Which you said was great.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
I gave it 4 stars out of 5 on Goodreads.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're in love with someone,
uh-huh,
I don't understand. Like, it's strange to me that you could feel comfortable saying I love you in a week and not feel comfortable with physical intimacy.
Yeah, sure. That's a good point, right? That they've rushed this other aspect of, or accelerated really quickly.
Right. I guess, yeah. I just feel like if you're going to take it slow on all fronts.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're all in, you're all in.
All in.
All no in. Pun intended.
Oh, my pun was intended. Oh. I would like to mention something else that is relevant here. So Jamie and Trevor's date or fantasy suite card said, your love story has crescendo. If you were to write, if you work on The Bachelor and they're asking you to write the pun for the musical fantasy suite card, what are you going
to
say?
I saw that you tweeted that. I need time to think about it.
Okay.
I can't do it off the cuff.
Okay, off on the fly. Okay. All
right. What about something about a high note, right?
Well, but that was Chris and Bree said your relationship has hit all the right notes.
Mm.
Yeah. What if it's time to go from a solo to a duet.
That's pretty good.
That's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There's okay. A reason why you don't write for this show.
I could write for this show.
Well,
give me, that's just, there's no bad ideas in brainstorming.
All right. So Trevor and Jamie are having, you know, just this like hedonistic brunch where they... Lady and the Tramp, a donut.
Yeah, a donut. Yeah, I'm surprised they're not like pouring syrup on each other's bodies. Like, it is very hedonistic. Like, it's food piled up. It's very sensual.
Meanwhile, Bree and Chris, who have chosen to not have sex, are totally frigid in the studio.
Because, as we've learned from the show, you can't make great music with someone that you're not pounding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
it's
just
really
can't.
The truth.
You
yeah.
Can't.
No just, one has ever done it.
It's
certainly
proven.
Not Seals and Croft.
Is that Summer Breeze? Makes me feel fine. Is that no, who sings that?
Yeah. The Jasmine.
Is that right, though?
It is.
Oh, that's not that. That's incorrect. No.
Okay, you do it.
Summer Breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine of my mind.
That was good, yeah.
Do, 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 do,
do.
I feel like there's like 5 songs that sound the same.
Right. Well, and I always
that
get...
one sounds like, what's the song that, sorry, I just interrupted you.
No, I always get like Seals and Croft, Loggins and Messina, like those whole like 70s,
80s. Kenny Loggins?
Well, but like those duos.
What's the song that that What's His Face sings in
Oh, I know this.
You yeah. do, though.
Okay,
do
what's his face? No, I, of course I don't. What's the song that What's His Face sings? Oh, yeah, I know that.
These eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah, I'm sure that What's His Face sings in Superbad.
Cried every night for you. What's his name?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
What, the singer?
No, the kid.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, Michael Cera.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, but he's not the original artist. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never going to see another love like I had with you.
That's, I feel like, do Seals and Croft sing that song? Because I imagine that they do.
They might as well, but the actual artist is...
I also get annoyed because I think that I get them all confused with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They're
there were a lot of like summertime.
Yeah,
songs.
Sure. The Guess Who sings These Eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. The Guess Who sings more songs than you realize. Everybody thinks they're just the one trick pony with American Woman.
Who?
The Guess Who.
I don't know who.
The Guess Who?
Yeah, I don't know. Who is it?
It's a band. There's the Guess Who. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guess who?
Irish.
Oh. All right.
Line and sinker.
Okay. So, yeah. So, back to the whole problem with Chris and Bree. They're just musically, they're not connecting. And the producer that you noted looks like E.
No, it's all right. You already took it for yourself. From Entourage. Why don't you just run with it?
Well, again.
Entourage. Hug it out, bro.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Tells them that they need to connect. And again, like, I'm not convinced that this producer, like, saw this big problem with them.
No, that I have in my notes... I bet this is what all of their sessions have been like.
Yes.
Because Brie is just like, oh, I don't know what I want to do here, but blah, blah, blah. I'll figure it out.
Right. Yeah.
You can just tell that the producers probably, like, were poking and prodding at her. I bet they were like, what do you think about you and Chris choosing not to have sex last night?
Yeah.
Do you think that could have any sort of impact on y'all's, like, performance whatsoever? And that she was probably like, well... I don't know, like, maybe we're not as connected as we would be, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. It seemed totally forced. Again, the editing made it seem very clear that it was like... Because I'm sure, like, we could edit a scene where Chris and Brie are having a wonderful time on their date, and Jamie and Trevor are fighting over who gets the bigger part of the donut in their mouth.
Yep.
Yep. That's editing. It's like reality TV. You know what? Reality TV is not reality at all.
It's like it's a misnomer.
Am I blowing your mind? But what you can't edit...
It's like fucking rain on your wedding day. Am I right, Alanis?
Chris and Brie sharing a silent car ride to the venue. They're so awkward. Meanwhile, Jamie singing in Trevor's face and saying, your voice is so sexy.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you ever tell me that, baby?
Because it's not. I do not believe that to be true.
You do not. What about when I sang Summer Breeze? Blowing through the jasmine of my...
5 minutes No, you cannot hit that note.
That's not sexy right there.
All right, our celebrity judges.
Yeah.
Caitlin and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Gag. Tay Diggs.
Not gag.
Yeah. OML.
Yeah.
Jewel. Gag. And Rita Wilson. Neutral.
Okay. I am neutral about Jewel as well.
Rita Wilson, on your list?
Here's the thing. So, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb. Maybe not even on a limb. I think that Rita Wilson is great in bed. I think she'd be good.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think she would be freewheeling and...
Why?
I don't know, just based on this 5 minutes.
What are you talking about?
That's why I said it's going out on a limb. So what I'm saying is
she's great in bed because she'd be freewheeling?
Freewheeling and fun. I don't think she'd be uptight. Yeah, I think that it would be a good time. Here's what I'm getting at. Like appearance wise, like neutral, but I bet it would be a satisfying experience.
I have to pee.
Okay, we'll do the summer place right here. Okay. All right, sorry. I was just thinking about how good Rita Wilson would be in bed.
Whatever. Whatever.
You asked an honest question, you get an honest answer.
I asked you if you thought she was beautiful.
But that's what I'm saying is I don't, like, I think she's good looking. I'm not like, oh my God. But I think she might really kick it up a notch.
Should we move
into Let's move into the competition. Yeah. All right,
Trevor and Jamie go first. So both couple sings each of their songs. They sing Unchained Melody, which is fine. There's a bunch of high notes that neither one of them attempt to meet. They're just like, they're clearly the weaker singer.
Right. Well, I put in here, this seems like a coffee house cover.
Yes.
Like, especially if you get rid of the Final Rose backing band. Which, by the way, I didn't realize that was their official house band. How much do these people hate themselves? the Final Rose band.
They probably are having fun.
Like, I went to 4 years of Juilliard for this. Yeah.
Did I shave my legs for this?
This is not where they saw themselves musically.
No, I agree. They just, I don't know, they don't have the it factor.
They don't have it. Whatever it is, they don't have it. Yeah, well, and the crowd, like, loses their fucking minds when Jamie, or Trevor dips Jamie for a kiss and, like, they close the thing.
That's also how you know that they aren't as talented musically, because I feel like they are seriously pushing whatever this, like, weird pseudo-sexual imagery is that they've, like, foisted upon themselves.
Right. Well, but Caitlin doesn't. Who's the one who thought that it was who they needed to get straight to the fantasy suite? Yeah,
no, Caitlin. But I agree with mm-hmm. that. Like, Caitlin asked if they had been to the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
Because I think that they're depending on this kind of, like, sexual energy.
Right.
Versus Chris and Bree.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Cree.
Cree, yeah.
Who just have, like, musical talent.
Musical energy. Yeah, well, I don't know, though, because sexual dynamo Rita Wilson compares them to Johnny Cash and June Carter. It's pretty high praise. Yeah, they're basically the Johnny Cash and June Carter of our day.
Rita Wilson, you were dumb.
No, she said earlier, maybe this is what made me think of it, that to perform well, you have to strip naked emotionally and make beautiful emotional love together and leave with a musical baby. That's her advice for giving a good performance.
Yeah, they sing Speechless, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah.
That also is just like, I feel like that's the perfect song for them to sing to because it's just like a bland.
And it was a weird song because it's by Dan and Shay, so it's framed as a man singing it to a woman. Right. And instead, they, like, reversed some of the lyrics.
So when Jamie's like, when I saw you standing there in that dress. She's like,
when I saw you standing there in that room.
Right. Well, and I mean, Trevor couldn't sing that part because he didn't sing any of it. Jamie exactly. just has to carry the whole goddamn song.
And I don't know what that's about because Trevor is the only contestant on the show, to my memory, who's been on fucking American Idol.
Right. How long did he last?
However long he was fucking Paula Abdul, I assume.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, this is like...
the only explanation for him being on that show, more than just like the audition reel.
This is... I imagine a lot of my students related to this of being like in a group project and having to carry the weakest member. Like, oh, I'm just gonna like... Oh, why don't you not write that much of it? Why don't you proofread?
But are you boning that member? Sometimes
you might be,
and then you're a little more willing.
Yeah, and that when students turn something into, you know, you can't write a great college project unless you're all fucking. And so when I look at my students,
you're gonna get fired.
This is satirical.
This is where it happens. This is where it happens.
No, they're not. They're having sex with each other, not me. Is that clear? Is that going to keep me out of getting fired?
No, I feel like that was clear.
Okay.
That's all right. All right. We'll let it ride.
Yeah, see how it goes.
It's not like they're looking to get rid of people.
Right, they're looking to save money left and right.
All
right,
so they sing Speechless. I mean, it all goes over fine, but yeah, the real winners from the start are Bree and Chris.
Yes.
They sing To Make You Feel My Love. Mm-hmm. They sing another Ed Sheeran song. Who the fuck did Ed Sheeran bone to get on this show so much?
It's like
the third Ed Sheeran song we've heard.
People love Ed Sheeran now. I mean, he's a superstar. He's a super group.
Maybe they felt like they were owed an Ed Sheeran makeup after Natasha and Ryan
butchered. Yeah. Ed Sheeran wanted another shot at like, no, you guys messed my song up. Here's another one.
It wasn't perfect.
I just got back from shooting Game of Thrones, and
it's like 10,000 spoons when all I need is a knife. It's meeting the man of your dreams, and then meeting his beautiful wife.
His accent, Ed Sheeran's accent, is really all over the board here. It's very muddled.
It turned into Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, then after Rita sees them perform, she gets sexual again and says, I think there might be babies happening soon with this one. Yeah, Rita is just, she's so sexual all the time.
Oh, my God.
It's funny, too, because I haven't thought about Rita Wilson in sex ever until you brought it up. Not once.
That's so funny. She says there's a clear connection between the two of them that was beautiful and calm and centered.
Yeah. And Tay Diggs.
I agree. I feel like Chris and Brie don't need to rely on any sort of like face touching or
gimmicks. Microphone sharing.
Yeah.
Just good old fashioned look each other in the eye a little bit and then you're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. All right. So Chris and Brie win. And
Jason Tardick? What's his last name?
I don't know.
Tartwick? Jason of Caitlin and Jason. Yeah. Tardick. Anyway, he says, it's time for the world to see you two.
And there they are. We see them.
I like their performance.
Yeah, me too. And I like them. And their music, their album dropped yesterday.
Oh my God. Okay, that's like $4.
I know. And what is this money going to? Charity?
Jesus Christ.
Or just to you?
Why don't you send a recording of you burping a whole bunch to Rita Wilson?
Sounds good. This is what you're into, Rita?
Okay. Oh, and just like that, Bachelor, listen to your heart.
It ended as it began with me burping on the microphone. It's over.
I mean, we get to see a little glimpse of Brie and Chris in the studio.
Yeah, and they dropped their album.
It was very reminiscent of One Fine Day.
What's
One Sweet Day?
What is that?
That Boys to Men Mariah Carey duet.
Oh, I thought you meant
that whole episode is them being in the studio, and I think Mariah Carey brings her dog and puts sunglasses on the dog.
You're a cool dude.
You're a cool dude.
I thought you meant One Fine Day. What's that, Michelle Pfeiffer movie?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought you were getting at.
One Sweet Day, and I know. Oh, I can't. How does that go?
I don't know. We'll go ahead and cut it here.
You're shining down on me from heaven. Right?
Yeah.
You know that song. Yeah.
All right. Well, so update on our show. We're going to be back and cover the rest of Jason's season. Jason Mesnick.
We're going to see. We're
coming back. We promise. Colin is going to be furious.
Why don't y'all weigh in?
People want it.
In positive reviews. And tell us, because there's also a Bachelor, there is a new show that's coming that's like Best of the Bachelor.
My ass, that's a new show. That's a fucking clip show.
Jason's
and Harrison
show isn't
knows
new
it.
Either.
But at least we can cover an actual show.
You're trying to be funny, Jason. That's it.
We got to cover the rest of Stephanie's journey on this show.
That's not Stephanie, you motherfucker. That's Shannon.
No, I know I'm saying, but also Stephanie. I understand that that's not Stephanie. I know. Stephanie does not try to be funny. That's how I know it's not Stephanie.
I try to be pious, Jason. I try to take a flight to heaven. Tell us what you would prefer. That we go back to covering Jason's season or that we dive into this. What Harrison promises will be a romp of fun.
Oh, brother. All right. Yeah, I mean, my vote is Jason's season.
Well, you know what?
See.
I heard that you were too busy fucking Rita Wilson.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Masturbating to Rita Wilson and Sleepless in Seattle. What what are we? We're gonna
queuing it up.
We're gonna watch. What I can't even.
What is she even in?
She's in Sleepless in Seattle, and she's in. Actually, this was one of my favorite movies. Oh crap! That movie where they're growing up in the '70s.
The Four Girls.
Yeah.
What is that movie?
Don't look it up. That's gonna. I should know.
Wait.
This.
Time and again. It's no. got like a name.
Now
like
and then.
That. Now and then.
Now
yes.
and
okay.
then. That is a good movie.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, I'll watch Rita in that. And meanwhile, we will wait to hear what kind of feedback you give us.
Friday night, little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.